The San Francisco Bay Area is famous for something that affects everyone's visibility, fog. It's ubiquitous, it's mysterious, and documentarian Sam Green and cinematographer Andy Black have created a film that explores exactly what it means. A cinematic study of fog was commissioned by the Exploratorium, and you can see it beginning this weekend at the Oakland Museum of California. KALW's Ben Trefney spoke with Sam Green about what inspired him to create a work of art around a San Francisco icon.
I've always loved the visual splendor of fog, but to me there's a lot more to it than that. Fog is very emotionally evocative. Right before we started shooting, I lost somebody really close to me. I had a terrible loss and was just in a very deep state of grief. And so we drove around for many weeks just looking for fog. We'd just drive all day around town, and somehow that was the best thing I could have done, because we just kind of talked. There was nothing else I had to do, and somehow also that in the fog I saw a lot in terms of kind of emotion and feelings and ideas about the world. And so some of the interviews I did with people reflect that.
So let's hear now a clip from your video work on display right now at the Oakland Museum of California, a cinematic study of fog.
Harold Gilliam was a Chronicle reporter for a million years and literally wrote the book on San Francisco weather. Harold's one of those old people who can't sleep, and when he talked about being up really late at night and hearing the foghorns, it got me.
I hope they never take off the foghorns. They provide a sense of people who are asleep or half asleep or somehow staying up at night, giving them the sense of the bay, that there are ships out there in the bay, that the ocean is rolling out there, and that the earth is turning. It's a deep feeling that's hard to explain.
So it seems like in exploring fog and telling the story of fog, it was really something of a story of yourself or humanity in its interaction with fog and what fog brings out of people.
In a way, it's not a story in terms of a beginning, middle, and end kind of narrative, but it's a kind of inquiry or meditation on. And I like fog because it's a lens through which to see the city. It's a lens through which to paint a portrait of the city. In the film, we interviewed a lot of different people. You know, we have like this big burly bear guy at Castro and Market talking about the fog, and he has great things to say about it.
I think there's something quite sinister about it, because it's quite John Carpenter, isn't it? And it's quite kind of just the way it just engulfs people's houses and then disappears.
And then there's the guy who turns on the foghorns on and off at the Golden Gate Bridge, and he's like this kind of very funny, salty electrician.
I think people like the foghorns, generally. Sometimes we get complaints if we leave them on too long. If the fog goes away, sometimes we get phone calls from people, you know, down on the marina that say, "Hey, it's clear out. What do you got your foghorns on for?"
And then there's old people in the marina who are out walking, a wonderful old woman with white gloves. And so, in a way, it sort of reaches everybody, and it's this great unifier of the city, or at least a unifier in terms of everybody experiences it. So I loved it as a way to paint a portrait of the city in an indirect way. By looking at fog, you're really looking at San Francisco, because it's an integral part of the city's identity.
That's filmmaker and storyteller Sam Green. And that's really interesting at a time when a lot of the city is talking about splitting apart in different ways or coming apart and what the identity really is of San Francisco. It's interesting for you to mention something that brings everybody together, the weather, this consistency.
Yeah, and it's funny because the weather is the quintessential boring topic to talk about, but It's one of those things, the more attention you pay to it, the more fascinating it is and the more rich it is. I mean, one of the things I've always liked about making documentary films is by looking very closely at something, you never see it the same way afterwards. And with Fog and Weather, the more I paid attention to it, the more I saw in it and the more richness there is. So the project changed me because I'm now a huge lover of Fog and lover of weather in San Francisco.
So Sam, tell me about one of your favorite places in San Francisco to film Fog.
We shot a lot on Twin Peaks. And one of the great things, you know, as a San Franciscan, you don't often go to Twin Peaks, but hanging out there in summer, tourist buses come every 5 minutes and drop off usually a busload of tourists, European tourists, all wearing shorts and t-shirts, and they get out and it's freezing and it's foggy, they can't see anything. So we shot many interviews up there and it just never ceased to be funny. And there's a great moment, it's in the film, of this guy wearing a Yale t-shirt and kind of like plaid golf shorts up there just shivering, and it just, you know, you can't not laugh at that as a San Franciscan.
So in making this cinematic exploration, Sam, what do you think you came away with? What did you learn?
I interviewed this guy, Nick Dorsky, who's a experimental filmmaker. He lives in the Avenues, and he makes films by walking around the city a lot. And so I figured he would have thoughts about Fog. And he said something great that I've always loved, which is fog is like depression. If you're inside of it, it seems terrible, and it seems like you'll never get out of it. And it sucks. But when you're outside of it, looking at it at a distance, it's romantic and glamorous and beautiful. And fog is kind of the same way in a way. When it's just hanging there and it's August and it has been there for a long time, and it's almost like smog at that point. You know, it's just gray. It sucks. But when you're in the mission and it's sunny and you're watching it come over Twin Peaks and it's this white, beautiful-looking thing, that's fantastic. Fog is deep.